Hi, good evening. Welcome to our Powerful Talks. Now, if you listen to my previous talk in episode 8, the importance of goal settings. Now you understand the value of goals in your life. Yun yung diniscuss natin in my previous talks. Now, goals will be the map of your life. It will be your tracking device in your daily lives. Alam mo, right for you. Threats or barriers because of the distractions around us. We focus more on the distractions rather than what we want in our life. We want that short-term pleasure and we forget our goals, our purpose, and give us a long-term pain. But if you have a goal, you know what to do. You know how to get yourself back on track, or you know the do's and don'ts of your actions. Because it is not according to the principles of your goals. Setting goals is simple. Simple lang yan. And it is powerful to change your life. If you do this, you are already on the 3% of people who are on the way to their success. Now, we will start, okay? Now, get a notebook and a pen. We will begin writing your goals. While writing your goals, do not think that your goals is too much. Just write it and be specific with your goals. Okay? And do not write, I want to become a millionaire. But specific about I want to earn 1 million a year. Do not write, I want a car. Pero isulat mo, I want a brand new black Toyota Hilux model 2015. So be specific. Kung mas specific tayo, mas maganda. So, ito ang mga questions na pwede mong gamitin while writing your goals. And this will help you para masulat mo talaga yung goals that you really desire. Okay, the first questions, if you won the lottery of 100 million pesos, what will you buy? Will you buy a sports car, mansion in Ayala, Alabang? Will you travel around the world? Will you start a business? Okay, yun yung unang question na nagagamitin mo. The next question, if you will do something and it is a guaranteed success and you will not fail, what will you do? What career will you take? Will you start write a book? Will you do what you love to do? Yung pangatlo, if you only have 6 months to live, how will you spend it? Where will you go? With whom will you spend it? What will you do to make a difference in this world, diba? These questions will guide you to write the specific goals you want in your life. Now, spend 30 minutes writing all your goals sa papel. Huwag mong ilimit yung sarili mo in writing these goals. Whatever comes into your mind, basta isulat mo lang siya. Okay, now that you're finished, encircle mo yung 3 important goals doon. Then, put the 3 important goals in a piece of paper. Or, isulat mo siya doon sa next page ng notebook na ginagamit mo. Do it in 5 minutes. Now, after choosing the 3 important goals, choose one, yung ultimate goal mo. A goal that you want in your life na this goal, once you achieve it, parang masasabi mo sa sarili mo that you live your life to the fullest. Now, after choosing your ultimate goal, put it in a piece of paper and put a timeline when you want to achieve it. Do not doubt yourself that you can't do it in a year or 5 years. Just put a timeline. Okay? Remember, sabi nga ni Brian Tracy, there is no unrealistic goals, only unrealistic timelines. Now, thank you for listening. Now, we will plan your goals on our next talk. See you. Please, good luck and God bless you guys.